This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. In May, Akiak lost a mile of riverbank to erosion. Now six houses are within 100 feet of the new riverbank, and they need to be moved as soon as possible. KYUK's Greg Kim traveled to Akiak to find out why some people don't want to move.
The entire riverbank looks like it's in surgery. Tarps and rope and metal poles try to hold the land together, but it's like bandaging a severed limb. Clumps of mud and chunks of permafrost line the edge of the bank to show the wound is still fresh. In one section of the bank, the river has carved a particularly big bite out of the land. The river is 20 feet away from swallowing one of the homes. City Administrator David Galila remembers the day all this happened.
My son came out and said, "Dad, you should come and go look at Uncle Pete's bank. It's close to his house." I said, "No, and it can't be. I just walked through it yesterday. I went came down, and there was..."
David has been working to get funding to move the homes away from the river. The closest one belongs to his brother, Peter Galila. But Peter is not eager to move. He says he has one big condition.
"As long as the water and sewer is going to be connected, if not, I'm staying."
Just moving the house alone will cost almost $100,000. To add water, sewer, roads, and electricity, that's several times the cost. Peter is aware of the risks, and he's prepared to deal with them as they come.
"But like I say, it's not the end of the world there, because I can rebuild. And that's what we do. That's what we have always been doing, rebuilding."
Not everyone along the riverbank wants to wait.
"Shoot, I wouldn't mind. I'm kind of wanting water and sewer at the same time too, all right?"
Arnold Williams lives a few houses down from Peter.
"I don't want to lose my house, you know. This is what my uncle worked hard to give me. I wouldn't want to let him do all that work just for nothing. To let him see it going down the river."
Arnold now works on the riverbank, moving sandbags, securing tarps. He says he likes that work. It gives him a little control over his situation. Akiak is working to put together its hazard mitigation plan and submit it to the Federal Emergency Management Agency by September. That will make the village eligible for the increased disaster funding the state of Alaska received because of the earthquake last year. They hope to move the houses this year, water, sewer pipes, and all. In Akiak, I'm Greg Kim.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.